Good Thursday afternoon. This is Rich Morrison, and welcome to Kicking Up Dust. I'm on the road today, so wanted to take a few minutes to give you an update on the markets verbally rather than written. And today we did see a setback in both soybeans and the corn market. I've been writing about that for a couple of days now, really, and pointing out that, you know, if you follow the heat check column, you'll see that, you know, we've had RSIs pushing 80 the last couple of days. You've had the stochastics up into the mid to upper 90s. This market was certainly ripe for a correction, and that's what you saw here today. Really nothing changed as far as the weather forecast. We're still looking at a kind of a big donut right in the middle of the corn belt here for the next 5-7 days at least, maybe. There are some forecasts that are talking about the rains that are in the upper Midwest possibly dipping down at least into the northern parts of some of the I states. So we'll see if that happens, but really no big change in the forecast. Now, if there is a change, it's out into the, you know, early part of July. Empire Weather's John Hominick, I listened to him today again, and he's talking about this Bermuda high that's going to set in. And what that high is it's a, you know, it's a clockwise movement of air that's going to start to bring Gulf moisture up into the center part of the country, up through Mississippi, Alabama, Louisiana, and up into the I states, up into the Ohio Valley, etc. And so that's expected to start to take precedence here in early July. And so, you know, the timing will be the big thing. You know, can some of the dry areas make it until the rain gets to us? You know, that's the big question as far as going forward. And so that's what the market is having to deal with. But here today, again, a correction back down. At the end of the day, July corn was down 10.5 cents at 660.5. December corn down 8 at 620.75. And actually, it had been down 15 at one time. So we ended up in about the middle of the day's range. July soybeans closed down 14.25 at $15.5. You know, at one time they were down at, 48 cents, I think. So ended up near, you know, closer to the high than the low. November soybeans ended up down 37.5 cents at 1339.5. They were down over 50 cents at one time. July Chicago wheat closed up 4.5 cents at 739. Kansas City July wheat closed the day down 2.75 at 871. Minneapolis July wheat up 1¼ at 880. July cotton down 2 points at 79.29. December cotton down 37 points at 80.15. July rice up 16 points at 17.61. August live cattle up $1.40 at 171.15. August feeder cattle with the corn market down up 2.95 at 230.67. The August hogs down 2.80 at 89.97. The dollar index ended up about 0.4 higher. Crude oil down 2.89 a barrel. That's not helping the other markets. Ended up at 69.62. Gold was down $20 an ounce at 19.25 an ounce. The Dow down 19 points at 34,215. We go back to trade and weather again. That's going to be the name of the game the rest of the week, or tomorrow, I guess. Tomorrow morning, we'll have weekly export sales. Those were pushed back a day due to the holiday and the market closure on Monday. We don't expect any big numbers there, so we, you know, and someone I read on Twitter this week made a very, very good comparison to 2012, and I know a lot of people have been talking about 2012 and similar moisture pattern over the Midwest, but this gentleman pointed out that in 2012, we had not begun to ration demand, and so when the drought hit, all of a sudden, the market had two jobs. Number one was to, of course, factor in lack of supply. But the second job was to start to ration demand. And this gentleman pointed out on Twitter that we've been rationing demand, especially in corn, for 2 years now. You know, this goes back to 2021, and we've already shaved off 1.1 billion bushels of corn demand this past year. So it's that part of the game is already done. So, you know, people talking, I see on social media people talking $8 corn, $10 corn. There's just not a lot of reason for that to have to happen unless you zero out the corn crop. And, you know, we could still have a yield of, in my calculations, you could still have a corn yield nationally at 173. and possibly have a 2 billion bushel carryover next year just because of reduced demand along with the reduction in production. So, you know, there's a lot of moving pieces to this thing. That's what makes a market every day. And part of the reason why it's, you know, we did have a day like yesterday where the market did take off and we blew through some technical resistance points. But, you know, now we're back to, trading the balance sheet, so to speak. A week from tomorrow, we will get USDA's June 1 grain stocks report. We'll also get a planted acreage report. So we'll see if there's any adjustments there to planted acres. And I was talking to a gentleman in North Dakota yesterday, mentioned that a lot of acres got planted up there that they weren't counting on necessarily, back in early mid-April, late April. And so things worked out to where they get a lot of acres planted. So it'll be interesting to see if those show up in the report here next Friday. So with that, I'll let you all go. Thanks for listening to Kicking Up Dust, and we'll talk to you again very soon.